Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Abortion rights supporters packed the steps outside of the state capitol today. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, it's part of a nationwide demonstration against tougher abortion laws.
Abortion bans have got to go!
They hold signs reading, "Stop the bans," and "You, yes you, run for office." 2 weeks ago, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed a so-called heartbeat bill, one of the toughest abortion bans in the country. Legal challenges to these laws could take years to resolve, but Eshe Shakura with the group Unite for Reproductive and Gender Equity says lawmakers on both sides of the aisle should be put on notice at the ballot box in 2020.
We will be advocating for the issues. We will make sure that reproductive justice is a word in every politician's mouth and that they will have to address how they will support our people.
More than 50 organizations across the country took part in the protest. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
A federal judge in Atlanta today rejected the state of Georgia's request to toss a voting lawsuit. The suit challenges Georgia's current electronic voting machines. It seeks statewide use of paper ballots. Among other arguments, though, lawyers for the state said the lawsuit wasn't relevant because of a new law to replace voting systems. Judge Amy Totenberg wrote, however, the plaintiffs had made sufficient arguments to support a possible due process violation. Federal prosecutors in Georgia say a former DeKalb County commissioner used her elected position to extort $1,000 from a contractor. Sharon Barnes Sutton was arraigned today before a federal judge in Atlanta. An indictment says the 59-year-old Sutton was serving on the DeKalb County Commission in 2014 when they say she demanded a contractor pay her $500 a month. Sutton's attorney told WSB-TV she's innocent. Sutton lost her commission seat in the 2016 election.